Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We currently doing the chapter on the encouragement of reciting certain verses, certain chapters of the Quran Sharif. We explained that Allah Ta'ala has given special fazilat to certain surahs, and Allah Ta'ala has given fazilat to certain ayat of the Quran. So based on this virtue that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given, we are encouraged to read certain surahs at specific times, and we are required or encouraged to read certain ayat at specific times. So we're doing the virtues of these specific surahs or these specific ayat that have been given special significance. So yesterday we did the virtue of Surah Fatiha, and we explained the benefits of Surah Fatiha. So today we'll cover Surah Ikhlas. Surah Ikhlas is famously read as Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Surah Fatiha is Qul Huwallahu Ahad. So we're doing few ahadith explaining the virtue of Surah Ikhlas. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala fi qul huwa Allahu ahad walladhi nafsi biyadih innaha lata'adilu thuluth al-Qur'an. Wafi riwayatin anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala li ashabih aya'ajizu ahadukum an yaqra'a bithuluth al-Qur'ani fi laylatin fashakka thalika alayhim waqalu ayyuna yutiqu thalika ya Rasulullah. فقال قل هو الله الصمد ثلث القرآن رواه البخاري. حضرت ابو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said with regard to قل هو الله أحد, with regards to Surah Ikhlas, by that being in whose control is my life, it is equivalent to a third of the Quran. The first hadith that is brought here, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explaining, by that being in whose control is my life, it is equivalent to one third of the Quran Sharif. Another narration has that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his Sahaba, can any one of you recite one third of the Quran Sharif in one night? This was difficult for them. So they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is able to do that? Who is able to read one third of the Quran in one night? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. So although it's written as this, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. This is how the ayat of the Quran goes. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. In other words, referring to Surah Ikhlas, that this is a third of the Quran Sharif. One third of the Quran Sharif is قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. The whole surah is one third of the Quran Sharif. Now ulama explain that this small surah like this is given such great virtue. So what is referred to? Why is it referred to as one third of the Quran Sharif? These are possible reasons. The first reason is, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said it, we accept it. This is equivalent to one third of the Quran Sharif. But ulama give some explanation as to the possible reasons. The first is the one of Imam Ghazali rahmatullah. He stated that the Quran comprises of three important themes: recognition of Allah Ta'ala, knowledge of the year after, and knowledge of the straight path. And Surah Ikhlas discusses one of these, namely the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. It speaks about the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. If you look at Surah Ikhlas, and we see قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ, speaking about the greatness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So its theme is covering one third of the themes of the Quran Sharif. That is one reason. Abul Abbas Ibn Shuraih rahmatullah alayhi stated that the verses of the Quran are of three types: promises. One is the promises of Allah Ta'ala, which we know as wa'da, the promises of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the other is the wa'id, the warnings of Allah Ta'ala that come in the Quran. And the third is the rulings and the names and attributes of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So one is the promises and warnings. Promises and warnings in one category. The next is the rulings that come in the Quran, what we know as ahkam. So you got the promises and warnings on one side. Secondly, you got the ahkam, the commandments that come in the Quran Sharif, the rulings that come in the Quran Sharif. And the third is the names and attributes of Allah Ta'ala. This is the third theme that comes in the Quran Sharif. Surah Ikhlas mentions one of these, namely the names and attributes of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Imam Razi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he stated that the Quran Sharif has three themes: incidents, laws and attributes of Allah Ta'ala. Surah Ikhlas, so one is incidents, one is the laws, and the third is the attributes of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Surah Ikhlas mentions one of these, namely the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Effectively, we quoted three personalities mentioning the possible reasons why. So effectively, they're saying the same thing, only the description of how they broke up the three components of the Quran Sharif differs very slightly. But the general is that Quran, that Surah Ikhlas is speaking about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which forms one third of the theme of the Quran Sharif. وعنه أن رجلا سمع رجلا يقرأ قل هو الله أحد يرددها فلما أصبح جاء إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وذكر ذلك له وكان الرجل يتقالها فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي نفسي بيده إنها لتعدل ثلث القرآن رواه البخاري. حضر أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه narrates that a man heard another man repeatedly reading قل هو الله أحد سورة إخلاص. So one person heard another person, and he's just reading this one surah repeatedly. So what happened in the morning? He went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he mentioned this to him. And it was as if he thought this to be insignificant. So one person heard another person. So the person had heard, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he went and told. It's not carrying tales. It was that sahaba, they had great desire to learn, they had great love. That we saw something, and let's go and find out from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there any significance in this? Because he considered this to be something that was lowly. This person is just repeating قُلْ وَاللَّهُ وَحَدْ all the time. So in the morning he went to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith is saying that he considered this to be insignificant. In other words, only reading one surah, short surah, he's just repeating it. He considered this surah to be insignificant. So when he went and told, asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, that by that being in whose control is my life, it is equivalent to one third of the Quran Sharif. This surah is equivalent to one third of the Quran Sharif. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam corrected that misconception of the Sahabi immediately, and also explaining to us that don't look at the size and don't get carried away by the size of the verse. Some verses Allah Ta'ala had made it such that in short verses, easy verses that every one of us know, they have so much of power in it. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala fi qul huwa Allahu ahad innaha ta'adilu thuluth al-Qur'an. That Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said with regard to qul huwa Allahu ahad, it is equivalent to one third of the Qur'an Sharif. One more hadith with regard to qul huwa Allahu ahad. An Anas radiallahu anhu anna rajulan qala ya Rasulullah إني أحب هذه السورة قل هو الله أحد قال إن حبها أدخلك الجنة رواه الترمذي. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates that a man said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love this surah قل هو الله أحد. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that your love for the surah will take you to Jannah. Your love for the surah will take you to Jannah. This is not a small thing. The man has love for the qul huwallahu ahad, he has love for one surah of the Quran, is not a small thing, it is a very great thing. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that your love for it will be a means of taking you to Jannah. So one lesson we take from here is that don't consider anything to be insignificant. Don't consider any good action to be insignificant. We don't know which good action will be our passport to Jannah. So sometimes it may be a small action, but that small action may be our passport to Jannah. Here this sahabi had love for a surah of the Quran, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him that love for this surah will take you to Jannah. So we don't know what small action can take us to Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. This is the kindness and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a short surah, such an easy surah to read. Allah Ta'ala made it such that it is so powerful. Otherwise a person who didn't know many verses of the Quran, who didn't know a lot of Quran, will feel that it is so difficult for him to learn surahs that can get him so much of reward. But yesterday we did Surah Fatiha, today we did Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Every one of us know these things, and we can also get the rewards and the blessings of simple surahs. This is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't make it hard for us. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.